Hey everybody, Rob Mauer here, and today should be a pretty quick episode. We don't have a whole lot of news, but we do have an update from Tesla in China on production schedules. Also got a lower price target from Baird on Tesla stock, an update on Tesla in Norway, news from NIO, and SpaceX. All right, looking at the stock, Tesla not down today. In other words, up. We haven't said that in a while, but up 3.3% to close at $112.71. Well, the NASDAQ was actually down 1.4%, so nice to see that, especially on a down day for the market. And another high volume day for Tesla today, actually the highest volume day this year, 219 million shares traded. So a lot of shares being transacted. Hopefully some of these shares that we have seen such high volume on over the last couple of weeks are falling into the hands of some long-term new holders. It'll be interesting to see how we wrap up the last couple of days here. Just two trading days left in 2022. Maybe some of the selling that we have seen recently, certainly not all of it, but maybe some tax loss harvesting here that has been contributing to the selling pressure that we have had recently. And as we flip over to the new year, if that has been contributing, that would fade away. And then of course, as we always do, we get to kick off the new year with Q4 deliveries. I expect those to be published on Monday, which will be a market holiday. And I'm currently planning to go through my production and delivery expectations tomorrow. All right, into the Tesla news. Yesterday, we talked about a couple of different Tesla production reports. One was on production in January. Reuters had said that according to an internal schedule that they had seen, Tesla was planning to have employees take off for Chinese New Year from January 20th through the 31st. Today, Chinese media Kaijing.com is reporting that Tesla China has responded to an inquiry about this with a statement that in translation reads, quote, "The information about Tesla's holiday is not accurate. In fact, most of the employees of the Shanghai Gigafactory will be on January 20th through 28th holiday, which will be extended by one day before and after the statutory holiday so that everyone can flexibly arrange the time to return home. Some employees have celebrated the holidays on the spot for the past 2 years and have not been home for the new year for several years. At the same time, some workshops still need to continue during this period. It is running at high speed, and we have already made relevant arrangements and preparations," end quote. All right, I think that is a much better response than just saying false to a report that ends up largely being correct. So I think this is a pretty good example of relatively effective PR, but it does come with the downside of sharing a lot of information about Tesla's plans, which Tesla doesn't mind in this case because it's a huge national holiday and should be pretty much expected that workers would be off during this period, even though Tesla hasn't always done that in past years. It's a little bit trickier when the information is something that Tesla would like to not disclose at that point in time, whether that be for things like pricing or downtime in the factory related to some product changes. Whatever the case may be, it's not always this easy to respond. And then when Tesla does issue responses like this and then doesn't comment on other things, it's like, well, why aren't you commenting on this? There must be something there. So even though in this case, I think it looks good, PR is definitely a slippery slope. And I think a lot of people fail to recognize that a lot of the time. Not to say it can't be done as a net positive, but it is tricky, especially with a company that is so closely watched as Tesla is. So anyway, assuming this is the schedule that changes things from being off from the 20th through the 31st to just the 28th, so it adds 3 days there at the end of the month, depending on how the shift schedules exactly work out, that should give Tesla about 20 days of production or enough for about 60,000 vehicles. Again, depending on if Tesla is running at that same daily rate as we saw them do in November. If Tesla did reduce daily shift hours like we had previously heard reports of, then if that carries into January, that production might be lower. All right, moving on, we've got an updated price target and note from analyst Ben Kalo of Baird. It's been a while since we've heard from them, but Ben Kalo has covered Tesla for almost as long as I can remember. I'd say he's usually been moderately bullish, but today he has lowered his price target from $316 per share to $252, but has reiterated an outperform rating on the stock. Kalo says, quote, "We are lowering estimates to be conservative due to recent comments on outlook by Musk and potential for weakening of demand," end quote. Unfortunately, I don't have the entire note, so I can't see where they have lowered estimates to. If anyone has that, feel free to pass that along. But despite lowering estimates, Kalo does note that Tesla is, quote, "best positioned in the auto market as EVs continue to take share of the total market," end quote. And he says he believes that Tesla has many demand levers to pull, including an increase in vehicle leasing and additional supercharging incentives. So most of this, at least from the recap by MarketWatch, seems to be focused more on fundamental concerns, things with demand and macro environment. But they do comment on Twitter as well, saying, quote, "We believe this portion of the overhang from Twitter may finally be removed for 2023, end quote. Kind of sounds like famous last words, but hopefully that is a little bit of the case. Obviously, we talked about Elon noting that those first 6 weeks or so demanded more of a high cognitive load. It was already shifting into more of a moderate cognitive load. And he said in a month, probably a low cognitive load. So I think you've got that. And then I also think you've got just the benefit of time, people getting adjusted, getting acclimated to the new world where Elon is the owner of Twitter. And instead of that being new and distracting and causing uncertainty, it just becomes the norm. So anyway, Kayla, with that $252 price target, that would represent 120% upside to today's price. Next, we've got a pretty cool update on Tesla in Norway. According to data that is tracked consistently by TeslaStats.no, Tesla has now surpassed 100,000 Tesla vehicles registered in Norway. It looks like there are about 2.8 million passenger cars registered in Norway, so this would give Tesla about 3.5% share of those registered vehicles. And again, that isn't market share of new vehicle sales, that's market share of the entire existing passenger car fleet. So fun to see this milestone, and that share continues to grow. Q4 is actually the best quarter in history for Tesla in Norway, over 8,500 vehicles registered so far this quarter, including 34 Quicksilver Model Ys. So cool to see those coming out of Giga Berlin. All right, last few items here, some reporting today about how Tesla used prices have fallen. Edmunds data shows that Tesla used prices peaked in July at about $67,000 and have now fallen to just below $56,000 in November, so a 17% decline. Their data shows a 4% decline for the total industry during that same period. It was probably around that time where we had been talking about how Tesla used vehicle prices had so significantly risen relative to all other brands, so probably not terribly surprising to see that come back into balance a little bit, especially as gas prices have fallen sharply during that period of time. Discounting of new vehicles would also drive used vehicle prices down as well, but remember this is November data, so this should be before any impact from that. All right, last couple of things here. We had talked yesterday about how BYD had announced that they would likely be hitting lower production numbers than expected in December. NIO has also announced the same thing. I had to chuckle a little bit at the headline here. They say that NIO prudently adjusts fourth quarter delivery outlook, but they say they have been facing challenges in deliveries and production together with certain supply chain constraints caused by the outbreak of the Omicron coronavirus variant in major cities in China. And they now expect to deliver 38,500 to 39,500 vehicles in Q4, down from 43,000 to 48,000 expected previously. So at the midpoint, that is about a 14% reduction in their delivery guidance. All right, lastly, just a quick update on SpaceX as we wrap up the year here. SpaceX has just completed their 60th mission of the year. This is up from 31 last year, so nearly double, and right on track with a tweet from Elon this past March saying that they were aiming for 60 launches this year. So huge congratulations to SpaceX for hitting that target. 2022 seems like it's been a great year for the company, and super excited to see that progress continue in 2023. All right, that will wrap it up for today then. As always, thank you for listening. Make sure you're subscribed and signed up for notifications. You can also find me on Twitter at Tesla Podcast, and I'll see you tomorrow for the Thursday, December 29th episode of Tesla Daily. Thank you.